I'm in the wrong hotel room, staring at the ceiling of the wrong hotel room. To be more precise, I'm actually in the wrong hotel. Yet, I'm so unpacked in here, all of my stuff spread across the two relatively large beds that I'm guessing at gone midnight, it's probably too late to move to the right hotel room, which is the other side of the river, as far as I know. I knew I was in Jury's Inn, and I knew that when I got off the train I was in Newcastle, and I remember speaking to one of the two massive, thuggish, in description only, I'm sure, police officers. I'm certain that I read Jury's Inn and the full address and road that it's on, that I had in my notes as to where I was to go. And they said, just round the corner on the left. And as I walked around the corner on the left, it made sense because I effectively had to walk through the venue where we were tonight to get to the Jury's Inn. It's literally 100 yards away. I thought, that is good organising, because that is close to the venue. But obviously tomorrow, the next Culture Code venue is actually out of town. So there's a bus that's meeting people outside the hotel at, wait for it, 7 a.m. Luckily, during a conversation, I found out that that 7 a.m. bus is meeting across the river at another hotel, not this hotel. Because for some reason, when I checked in and gave them my booking number, the cheeky gits on the desk of the Jury's Inn somehow managed to poach me through their maybe internal computer system from the other Jury's Inn. I'm sure it's exactly the same kind of hotel. Maybe a little older, because I think the other one's newer. No jacuzzis, no plasma screen TVs the size of the wall. No biscuits, actually, so I'm sure I'm not missing out on anything other than the convenient locality of numerous kebab houses with people asleep on the tables. No, there really was when I just walked outside. There's a kebab house with people asleep on the tables inside. So I decided not to check out and move across the river, because we were at the pub not so long ago having a couple of beers, and that seemed like a far more productive networking event with the Culture Code geeks, and much more appealing than packing all my stuff away. Not that I've got that much stuff, but I have managed to spread it across the room quite dramatically, like you do when you want to feel at home. I'm here tomorrow night as well. I have no idea how close or far away I am from tomorrow afternoon's venue. We shall see. Nevertheless, I'm in a hotel. Could be worse. I could be without any accommodation at all. But luckily, I'm working for and with Herb Kim, who is a top guy that laughs off this kind of error. Which I must admit is probably on my behalf. There's an interesting noise. Can you hear it, like a weird buzzing? That, let me get close to it, is a USB plug. As soon as you plug anything into it, it makes a weird noise. And outside my window, I have two flagpoles, which at the moment are quite quiet, but earlier on, pretty flagpole-y, making some interesting noises. I'd open the window, but I'm naked and it's cold outside. So right now, it's bedtime for tomorrow, a whole new day of conference. Today is primarily me being chatting and conversing with designers, developers, coders and whatnot. Tomorrow it's going to be getting deep down and dirty with the artistic community. Looking forward to it, actually. It's been a very rewarding day, so I'm going to grab whatever hour's sleep I can right now and say good night or good morning, depending on where you are in the world.